Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word, the Way, the Life. The Word is the Way to Life. Get my tongue twisted around there a little bit, but Jesus is the Word, and He became flesh, and He dwelt among us, and He has shown us the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. We're looking through the Psalms, Psalm 51 through 100, and we are up to Psalm 72 this week, and the New Living Translation is this. This is a little long one also, so bear with me. It's also known as the Psalm of Solomon. Give justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son. Help him judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful, because the king does what is right. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May he live as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon continues in the skies, yes, forever. May his reign be as refreshing as the springtime rains, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. And may there be an abundant prosperity until the end of time. May he reign from sea to sea, from the Euphrates rivers to the ends of the earth. Deserts, nomads will bow before him. His enemies will fall before him in the dust. The western king of Tarshish and the islands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Shah will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him. All nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed and have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he rescues them. He will save them from oppression and from violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king. May the gold of Sheba be given to him, and may the people always pray for him and bless him all day long. May there be an abundant crop throughout the land, flourishing even on the mountaintops. And may the fruit trees flourish as they do in Lebanon, sprouting up like grass in a field. And may the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all the nations be blessed through him, and bring him praise. Bless the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Bless his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And then verse 20 says, this ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. A little note, I didn't know if you knew, and I knew, but I forgot, that the book of Psalms is actually five books. Books 1 is verses 1 through 4. Book 2 is Psalm 42 through 72. Book 3, Psalm 73, 89. Book 4, Psalm 90 through 106. And book 5 is Psalm 107 through 150. Just thought you might find that interesting. Because the Bible does tell us that we should pray. Hallelujah. What should we pray for, preacher? Our government. Boy, they need some help right now, don't they? Well, it tells us that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. So what do you look for in a good government? I think all of us want a government that brings peace and prosperity, and we want a government that is just and cares for the weakest and the most vulnerable in our society. If God were to give us such a government, we would want them to stay in power for a long time. Well, I don't know about that so much. We have term limits for the president, but I think we ought to concentrate in getting term limits for these Congress people. You know, the ones in the Senate, in the House, some of them been there an awful long time, and it makes you wonder, doesn't it? I digress. Psalm 72 is the final poem of Book 2 of the Psalms, and it describes an ideal ruler. As the only psalm attributed to Solomon, it's fittingly that it reflects in the writer's wisdom in the opening two verses. And Solomon asked God to endow the king with justice and righteousness so that he will always make good and right decisions for the afflicted ones. Now these verses in the Psalm 72, I think, lay a foundation for the rest of the psalm, which goes on to describe four features of God's ideal king. First, he will bring prosperity to his people. Now that word translated prosperity is the Hebrew word for shalom, and it can also mean peace or harmony. Under this king's rule, the people enjoy material, social, political, spiritual blessings. And then second, the king will be especially caring towards the poor and the needy, and he will deliver them from their many troubles. Those who are weak are easily abused and exploited, and God's good king will protect them and ensure that they will receive justice. And then third, the king will bring blessings to all of the world. Under his rule, Israel's power and influence will grow, and the kings of this world will bring him gifts. This is the fulfillment when the wise men from the east visited Jesus to bring him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Matthew chapter 2. And God's great promise to Abraham was that as God blessed Abraham's family, then all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. Genesis 12 verse 3. So I think the faithful king would be the fulfillment of that promise. Aha! The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was the fulfillment of that promise. I don't know if you knew this or not, but a lot of the Psalms are also Bible prophecy, and we know a lot of them have been fulfilled. And in Psalm 22 is just a wonderful example of one of the prophecy. It talks about how Jesus was crucified and they gambled for his clothes and all of that, just like it's recorded in the New Testament. But I digress. Finally, a king should reign forever. Now, for a short while, it may seem that God answered the prayer of this psalm in King Solomon, but soon it became clear that he fell far short of this ideal. When he began, well, as he grew older and became an oppressor of his people, you can find that in 1 Kings chapter 12, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord, faithful Jews continued to look forward to the coming of the godly king of Psalm 72. All the promises of this psalm finally found their fulfillment in the coming of the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the just and righteous King through whom all nations are blessed. Galatians chapter 3 and Revelation chapter 7. So, we are the servants of King Jesus. He calls us the salt of the earth, and it's through us that God spreads shalom and care for the poor and brings salvation to all the people. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing is we are in ministry with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But I also think that it's right to expect that our governments to reflect on the features of the ideal ruler described in Psalm 72. Why? Well, why not? You know, our founding fathers with our country founded the Constitution, and even the Declaration of Independence talk about it, that it was from Judeo-Christian principles. And I think that's why God has blessed this country so much, that we do have a roadmap, if you would, that's based on biblical principles and how we should form the government, how we should take care of people. Now, we don't do a very perfect job of it, but for the most part, when you read the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and all of that stuff, it's a pretty good thing. I think it's probably one of the best systems of the world that we ever had. Now, we don't follow it exactly the way we should, but by the same token, we do keep people accountable. Amen. So how should we, you and I, care for the poor and the needy? Should we be seeking our nation's prosperity? And if so, how? I think we should, and we are. Because, you know, whenever we take care of one another, you know, it really works out. And if we take care of one another, God will take care of us. And he has by sending his son, Jesus Christ, into the world so that, we may have eternal life just for believing and trusting in him. Well, he is truly the Word is the way to life. And we're grateful that you tune into these little segments every week and hope and pray you be blessed, edified, but more importantly, to know a closer relationship with God who created us, because Jesus is revealed from Genesis to Revelation. Old Testament concealed, but he was there. New Testament revealed. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.